Welcome to For Your Information, a weekly program that examines issues facing family radio listeners like you in the greater Chicago area. Each week, this program airs interviews with people from Chicagoland, people who represent organizations offering important services in the WJCH listening area. Your host is Virginia Bean, who now introduces today's guest.
The kids have grown up and the bicycles that they used to ride are sitting rusting in your garage. Or you bought a bicycle and you were going to exercise and ride it around the neighborhood and lose 30 pounds, but that doesn't happen either. What do you do with the bicycles? Isn't there something that you can do that would be more profitable than throwing them away? We're talking today with Alice Tyson, Executive Director of His Wheels International, based in Wheaton. Welcome to the program, Alice.
Well, thank you.
You run an organization called His Wheels International. What kind of an organization is it, and where did you get the idea?
Well, His Wheels International, our slogan is mobilizing God's work worldwide using bicycles. The idea came over a dinner table. Family from the church had invited me to join them for dinner, and where there was a couple from Tanzania, a Billy Graham scholar from Wheaton College. Later, I asked the question, how could we, as a church, help your ministry? And without hesitation, he said, if every family in the church would donate $100, that would buy one bicycle that would allow lay evangelist or pastor, those are interchangeable terms in Tanzania, to evangelize 5 villages, reaching many for Christ. It struck me because I'm a bicycle enthusiast. I've biked on 4 continents, and my goal has always been to bike on 7 continents. I biked with a group called Wandering Wheels, whose reasons for biking was to grow up in God, to give God away, and to ride coast to coast. And I had had the opportunity to ride coast to coast twice in the United States, along with in several other countries. And I had, I hope I've grown up some in God. I still have a ways to go. But this will allow me to give God away in an amazing way. And I went to sleep that evening, and I was so excited about the idea that the Lord challenged me to give some bikes to Tanzania. And that really birthed His Wheels International.
Now, how much do the bicycles cost that go to Tanzania? Is it $100 each, or are there several $100 for one bike?
Well, the bikes we bought were in Tanzania for that allotment, and it's $100 American money to buy a bike in Tanzania.
Which is approximately the same thing that they cost here in the States.
Well, yeah, bikes can cost from $60 up to $6,000-$7,000. So depends on what category of cycling you're in. Certainly the deals in those countries are very good for what they need them for. They don't need one of our $6,000 bikes. Those are made for heavy racers on streets that are well paved and tiny tires, and none of that works in areas where there may not be roads or the roads are dirt. And so buying them in the country is often helpful because it does several things. It builds the economy. It makes sure that we have all the same kind of bike so that they can get the parts to repair them. It's quite costly to ship bikes overseas. However, we have partnered with an organization called Rise International and shipped bikes to Angola, filling their container and helping them with bicycle expertise. We want to do a combination of using used bikes here to either resell them and make money that will allow us to carry on our international projects. The other thing we're using used bikes for is we have some programs here in the United States that we're beginning to explore. So far, we've served people from 6 continents here in America, including refugees, international students. We've served ex-offenders, the homeless, missionary children, and church leaders from around the world. We've had an opportunity already to really be able to mobilize God's work worldwide, starting in our own backyard.
I understand that you do collect used bicycles and that you do something amazing with them. And it sounds as if you sell some of them here in the States, but do you ever ship those overseas?
Yes, we have a relationship right now with Rise International, where they're building schools in Angola, and they send containers regularly to Angola, and so we will be partnering with them when their containers go over, shipping bikes for educators. The other thing we're looking for, and we're really in our infancy, a group of us began meeting in February to explore if this was even a viable idea. And our board formed in May. We became incorporated in the state of Illinois towards the end of May. And we filed for our 501c3 not-for-profit status in June of this year. So we're still waiting for that to come through. But all that to say, we're very young, and so we're looking for partnerships with other Christian missions or ministries that may be already filling a container to send over to a country, and we would like to piggyback with them and also send bikes to their ministries. So right now we're in the process of finding some of those different ministries of which we can ship bikes overseas.
It sounds as if you're talking about a couple of smaller ministries in similar mission-type work combining would be more effective. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, in some ways. Our ministry is to partner with other Christian mission organizations so that we can provide bicycles and bicycle expertise both here and throughout the world, because we want our bicycles to be used by those who are advancing Christ's kingdom somehow, and we won't be able to be in all those areas at one time, but there are ministries serving throughout the world, so we want to partner with those ministries. Oftentimes what happens is you find ministries overseas that say, oh boy, if we had some bikes that we would be able to do this. This could be healthcare workers going into the remote areas and serving those needing health care. It could be for agricultural reasons. It could be for educational reasons. It could be for spiritual reasons. It could be for disabled individuals. So there are many reasons, but all for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. So we want to partner with those organizations so that we know that locally those bikes will be used.
When you're talking about bicycles being used in other countries, you're also referring to the fact that in many of these places there are no paved roads where automobiles can be used easily. You're talking about jungle paths and just making it a little easier for the healthcare workers, missionaries, or the other people that you've described to get from village to village on these little paths. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. I talked with this Ethiopian evangelist who said, very often, you know the evangelist because they have to walk 4 or 5 hours just to get to their villages, to their churches, and that they won't plant a church less than an hour away, hour walk away from another church. The reason is that they want to be good stewards of their resources, and many people in other countries are used to walking that long to get to church. He said, you know the evangelists because they're all skinny. And I said, well, could you tell me what would a bike really do for you? I mean, I've grown up on a bike. I can probably conjure up some ideas, but it would be really helpful if I heard from you. And this was the middle of winter, and he said it was very cold, and it was sleeting and snowing out. He said, well, just imagine if you had to walk today everywhere you needed to go. And I live in Wheaton, and I thought, wow, there are so many people who commute into the city from Wheaton. And I thought, what would happen if I had to walk into the city today to go to work? And that gives a a very good visual picture to us who, you know, we see a bike. Most of us have had experience with a bike. Oftentimes it's been a good experience, sometimes not, but more often it has. Also in Ethiopia, they probably have about one bike per 100 families.
Oh, my. That's not very many.
No. Just recently, we had the opportunity to meet with, there's a group here in the Wheaton area that's working on doing things in Ethiopia. And so we're partnering together to see how we can work with them in Ethiopia in providing bikes. And there was a government official from Ethiopia who came and met with us. And one of the bikes that we have already provided in Nigeria is a three-wheel hand-pedaled bicycle for polio survivors. People who have polio in Africa and other countries where they did not receive polio vaccines, you can see them walking on their hands and their feet. I'd never seen it before. I got a picture. The picture's on our website. I'll give the address later. But they walk with their hands and their feet. And by providing a bike, three-wheel bike, it's offered them dignified mobility where they can not only get around but now carry their wares on their bike and be able to make a living by selling them. So this Ethiopian government official saw this bike picture, and he just couldn't get off the idea that this is what they needed for war veterans in Ethiopia. So we are not looking to become solely a humanitarian organization. We want to be true to our mission of mobilizing God's word work worldwide. But it could be that this is a door that's opening whereby a bike would almost be like offering them a piece of bread that would allow us then to come in and minister to their spiritual needs also. So even today, I have a man coming over who has designed one of these three-wheel bikes. I was just talking with him at a party a couple weeks ago. He got so excited. He does welding, and he said, "Wow, I'd like to work on that." Within a week, he called me and said, "I have plans. Can I show them to you?" And he said, "Well, the first bike would cost about $500 to prototype, but I'm so excited about the idea, I want to pay for it out of my own pocket." So we're working on this project, and the real exciting thing is the organization we're working with, also a new organization, is working in the north in a school called Mekele Institute of Technology. So we're hoping to do a partnership where His Wheels is involved, potentially the government in some way, and the school. So we all have a piece in building this project, and so that we can not just give a person, as the saying goes, you can give a person a fish and they can eat for a day, or you can teach them to fish and they can fish for a lifetime. We want a bike to do the same thing. It's possible it could offer employment. It could definitely offer mobility and many things that are needed in Ethiopia. So we're very excited about the opportunities that the Lord is opening up.
Our guest today is Alice Tyson, Executive Director of His Wheels International, based in Wheaton, Illinois. Alice, for someone who cannot stay to the end of the program, could you give us your website address right now and your telephone number?
Yes, I'd be glad to. Our website is www.hiswheelsintl.org. That's all one word. The INTL is abbreviation for international. Again, hiswheelsintl.org. Our phone number is 630-510-1005. 630-510-1005.
Do you have an answering machine if you are not available at the time the person calls?
Yes, we do. And they can certainly leave a message. And as you said earlier, we're looking for used bikes. Some of them, again, will be used in local and international projects. Some will be resold to fund our projects, and some that are not really in working condition and can't be resurrected will be stripped. The parts will be stripped. Some will be used for these three-wheel bikes, and other parts will be used to make a whole bike somewhere else. So we're accepting all bikes for this. And if someone has bikes in the area, they can give a call, and we can set up a place that those can be dropped off. At this time, we don't have a specific collection set up, but we will be having them throughout the year.
Alice, let's go back for a moment to the three-wheel bikes that you provide for people who have been stricken with polio or for people who are recovering from injuries sustained in a war, for instance. What do these three-wheel bikes look like? And tell me more about their design.
Well, it's interesting. The locals seem to have taken different bicycle parts and welded them together. So the back wheels are wheels from a 10-speed bike, and the front wheel often is a wheel from a children's mountain bike. Then the crank, the mechanism that usually is for pedaling that's at the feet, they've put it at hand level. And so you are turning the pedals almost at your shoulder level. There's a platform that they sit on. There's a little area behind that they can store goods. And this platform is such that they could probably put their hands on it and boost themselves up onto the seat. So we're thinking that that area is there so they can boost themselves up onto the seat. So far, the bikes that we've given for the polio survivors, we've bought some in Nigeria, much cheaper than what the prototype that I was talking about is going to cost. The bikes cost $100 a piece in Nigeria. We're looking to try and simplify that idea. It always costs more the first time around. And so this man has drawn the picture from that bike that is located on our website. You can see what this bike looks like, and you can see the man walking on his hands and feet, and that's a pastor who has to walk that way to get to his congregations. I've been told that wheelchairs are wonderful, but one of the problems is because their parts are very difficult to get, they're hard to fix, and the small wheels make it less versatile. In other words, they can usually be used in buildings, but on the rugged roads, sometimes that's a difficult situation. So these people are used to walking 4 and 5 miles on their hands and feet, and what they do is they have a block of wood that protects their hands. They hold on to this block of wood, and it's almost like a hand shoe, if you want to imagine that. That if we can cut down that length of mobility, and now they just have to walk on their hands and feet in buildings, that's certainly improving their mobility greatly.
Making them a relatively decent life.
Yes, because at least in Nigeria, what happens is the disabled are often just kind of shunned, and there aren't programs in many other countries. That's where we in America are so blessed to have programs for the disabled, but overseas, that's rarely the case. And so this helps them get off the street, helps them to be able to stop begging and be able to make a living. So it just really increases the quality of life for them.
Alice, do you ever have special events such as bike rallies?
Yes, we do. Matter of fact, this summer we had one in May. May was our first one. We had one in July, and we have one for August.
What happens at a bike rally?
Well, our bike rallies have included different things. We've had bicycle safety checks, helmet adjustments, seat adjustments. I don't know if you're aware of it, but so many people ride their bike with their seat either too low or too high for them. We've also had flat tire clinics, bicycle tune-up clinics, Then we've had collection of bicycles and helmets, an obstacle course, used bicycle sale, and munchies. So we've had different things at these events, and we are looking for some places to host bike rallies in the greater Chicagoland area, both for visibility to His Wheels and also just to further our ministries. It's a great opportunity for a church to partner with His Wheels for an outreach activity. If we come in and do the bicycle event and the church brings in the outreach component of wanting to share about their church programs, then those who come in to hear about the church programs will be attracted to the bikes, or those who don't really have an interest in church activities will often be attracted to the bicycles, and then will be there and ask about the church. So we have found that it can really be used as an outreach for the churches.
Where do you hope to go with His Wheels International? How large do you want to grow?
Well, my desire is that the Lord would take His Wheels where He wants His Wheels to be. And if that's small and it just reaches one person, that's wonderful. If it's large and it reaches many, the Lord knows what His plan is for the program. I've already been just overwhelmed by what the Lord has done for His Wheels International. 4 months ago, we weren't sure where we'd get just a few bikes to ship to Angola, and my board said, let's start small. And I prayed every day that for the bikes, and within 4 months, we now have over 60 or 70 bikes. The other day, I was taking a Sabbath rest in the middle of the week. I had turned my telephone off. I had shut off my computer, and I was just spending time praying, and I got a knock at the door because I had some unused bicycle parts that were beyond repair, waiting for the salvage guy to come by. And this man knocked and asked if I was getting rid of these parts. And as we talked, he said to me that he had to leave work because of a disability. He had to retire early. But 6 years ago, he had gone to bicycle mechanic school, and he was just looking for something to give him some meaning and purpose. And he asked if he could come once a week and just work on bikes. And I said, better yet, I need a mechanic. Would you be in charge of all the bikes? And so he comes once a week. He brings all his supplies. He sets it up, and he repairs bikes. Then this man I told you about, who's the welder, who came and not only has offered his services, but he's offered to pay for it. And I've had another neighbor come by who said, wow, I was coming to get rid of bikes, but I too am a bike mechanic. I have a trucking service between here and Danville. If you ever need to transport bikes there, please let us know. So it's growing, and the interesting thing is we've had refugees help us repair bikes, immigrants, ex-offenders, those in house arrest. So the ministry has become a ministry not only for those we want to serve, but those within the organization that have been a part of us. So I'm open to what God wants with this organization.
Earlier in the program, you were telling us about your website. Would you repeat the website address where people can go learn more about His Wheels International and see some photographs of not only the three-wheel bikes, but people using them and how people get around without them? Would you give us that website again now?
Yes, I'd be happy to. Our website is www.hiswheelsintl.org. Again, it's His Wheels INTL, that's abbreviation for international.org, or our phone number 630-510-1005. That's 630-510-1005. I do have to apologize. Our website is under construction. We have our front page up, and we have this section called About Us up. I have a high schooler that's building the site, and I had given him a date that was way out in the future, thinking that we were going to go very slow, and we've moved faster than any of us had expected. So please forgive us as our site is under construction, but do come back and visit the site often because we do have many plans for the website. If there are people in the audience who are thinking, wow, I have more to offer than just a bike that's in my garage, I'd like to offer services or get involved in some way, we would like to welcome them to get involved with us in other ways. And we could use services like administrative services, including database stuff and accounting, and we could use warehouse space if sometimes people have a warehouse that's only a half full, and we could use warehouse space to store some of our bikes until they're shipped or projects locally. We'd like to invite listeners that if they know of containers being used overseas for Christian missions that aren't full, we'd like to join with them. Or if there are people nationally who would like to use bikes for those who for some reason can't afford a bike and they would like to do ministry with bikes, we would also like to hear from them.
If our listeners would like to donate money to you rather than a bicycle, would you give us your address and a phone number, please?
Yes, we do accept donations, and I just have to say that right at this moment, we have applied for our 501c3. So supposedly you can give a tax deduction at this state as far as you can let them know that you've applied for it. And when you're granted that status, then that's a tax-deductible receipt. But because it's not completely, signed, sealed, and delivered back to us, however, we are hoping and expecting that will come in the next 1 to 3 months. Like I say, all our papers are filed. The IRS has acknowledged that we have filed, but right at the moment, we can't write a tax-deductible receipt that is going to guarantee anything because we have to have that status. So people can donate only but I just want them to understand where our status is right now.
But if the Lord is laying it on your heart to be of monetary help to His Wheels International, do we send that to you through the mail or do we call you up and tell you?
Yes, you can send it through the mail. We have our address is His Wheels International, P.O. Box 423, Wheaton, W-H-E-A-T-O-N, Illinois, 60189.
Will you give me that address once again?
Sure. His Wheels International, P.O. Box 423, Wheaton, Illinois, 60189. You can also find that address on our website or feel free to call us again at 630-510-1005.
Our guest today is Alice Tyson, Executive Director of His Wheels International based in Wheaton. Alice, we thank you so much for being our guest today.
And Virginia, thank you, and thanks to your listeners who have listened to this program, and we look forward to hearing from some of your listeners.
Thanks for tuning in today. My name is Virginia Bean.
You've been listening to For Your Information, a weekly program that examines issues facing family radio listeners like you in the greater Chicago area. The issues and opinions discussed on this program are those of the participants, not necessarily those of this station. For Your Information can be heard every Saturday at 6:30 a.m., 12 noon, and 5 p.m. Tune in again next week for another broadcast of For Your Information.